Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
We may see some clouds in parts of the viewing area right about the time of the eclipse. I'll show you what your chances are of seeing it coming up.
A large police presence at a gas station in Fayetteville after reports of a shooting. Coming up, I'll tell you what we're still trying to learn from police.
Plus, Solar Eclipse Day is here. How people here in the Triangle and across North America will celebrate this rare solar event.
Police are outside of Dick's Park this morning. The park is set to reopen any minute now after Dreamville. Coming up, reaction from festival goers as they're already looking forward to next year.
Good morning, everyone. It is 6 o'clock. How do you top a weekend of Final Four basketball action and Dreamville? Well, how about a solar eclipse? We'll get you ready for that. Thanks for waking up with us. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Yeah, thanks for making this part of your Monday here. Yeah, the hype started Friday with those games, women's game, men's game. Mm-hmm. And now the Monday is starting off pretty good because we do have a lot to look forward to. Elizabeth Gardner is in the WRAL Severe Weather Center. Chilly this morning. We're just concerned about clouds later.
We are. Right now it is nice and clear. We take a live look at Franklin 10 and just starting to see a little bit of daylight there along the horizon. It should be a real pretty sunrise. And temperatures will be a little warmer than they were yesterday, but still on the chilly side in the mid-40s, which is actually close to normal. But we move on past normal and see a big warm-up in our forecast starting this afternoon. Of course, the big question is today is how much cloud cover will we see during the eclipse? This morning, we're nice and clear. Even at lunchtime, we'll pause it there at noon. It's clear. At 2 o'clock, the eclipse begins in our area, and we'll start to see some cloud cover. And it peaks at about 3:15 or so, and there are likely to be some clouds in our northern counties. So Roxborough, South Hill, over toward Roanoke, Rapids. It may be a bit too cloudy to see the eclipse from Raleigh southward. It looks like we should be just fine. Make sure you have something, of course, to cover your eyes. You need those eclipse glasses specifically. Otherwise, you can get a piece of cardboard and punch a small hole in it, stand with your back to the sun, and you can see what the sun looks like. It's going to look like a cookie that's had a big bite taken out of it. In the Triangle, our coverage of clouds today, right about the time of the eclipse, is going to be about 15 to 20%. That shouldn't be too bad, but again, I feel like it may be a little bit worse up near the Virginia line. Right now, we're looking at some 30s out there, mid-30s, Roxborough, South Hill, 39 in Rocky Mount, 38 in Goldsboro, mid-40s in the Triangle, as well as Fayetteville and Clinton. Temperatures anywhere from about 5 to 7 degrees warmer than they were yesterday, and the afternoon will be much warmer. This afternoon, highs climb into the mid to upper 70s. We do have a warm week ahead, but a wetter week, too. I'll show you when to expect the rain coming up. Brett?
Thanks, Elizabeth. Let's take a look at traffic. I'm Brett Neeson for Brian Trader here on a Monday morning, 6:02 now. Here as we get things rolling along, green across the board on 440, which is good news, and 540, not seeing any delays in either direction. The Durham Freeway also looking good, both northbound and southbound on I-885 right now, not seeing any sort of backups out there. 40 at Harrison Avenue, that's our live look right there, and you can see traffic is flowing in both directions right now. I'll let you know if anything pops up.
Well, we're going to get more information about a reported shooting at a Speedway gas station in Fayetteville. WRAL Breaking News Tracker was on that scene last night on Grove Street as police investigated. Nick Perlin has what we know so far.
I'm here at the Fayetteville Police Department where we're trying to learn more about what led up to a reported shooting. Now take a look at this video. This is from around 11 p.m. last night. You can see Fayetteville Police investigating the area around this speedway on Grove Street. Right now we're trying to find out what happened, if anyone was hurt, and if police have made any arrests. Once we have more information, we'll be sure to update you. In Fayetteville, Nick Perlin, WRAL News.
Grab those special eclipse glasses. Solar Eclipse Day is here. Millions of people across North America will have the chance to stare at the sky together today. WRAL's Laura Levine joins us live from Moorhead Planetarium in Chapel Hill, where a watch party is being held this afternoon. And Laura, for us here in the Triangle, we'll only get a partial eclipse view, but that is certainly worth celebrating.
Absolutely. Good morning, Renee. Yes, the eclipse won't be as spectacular here in the Triangle. We will get that partial eclipse, about 80% here, but be sure to grab those glasses and head over to places like the Moorhead Planetarium, where they're going to be having watch parties for you to take part in this astronomical event still. This is what it will look like. The moon will cross in front of the sun, blocking out its light. And for people who are in the path of totality, the moon will completely cover the sun. All that's left visible as a bright halo around the sun. The path of totality is up to 123 miles wide as it moves northeast from Mexico to eastern Canada. Moorhead Planetarium and Science Center here will hold free outdoor events, including solar observing and hands-on astronomy activities. They'll have a live stream of the eclipse from totality, as well as special eclipse-themed screenings of Carolina skies inside the theater. Now, the extent of the totality will be a total of 4 minutes and 27 seconds. As we know, people are traveling far and wide, heading across country to head to the path of totality, where they're able to see some of this up close and personal. They have a good reason to do so, because the next time we'll see this is in 20 years. Laura Levine, WRAL News. We're live in Chapel Hill.
You can watch special coverage of the eclipse right here on WRAL. NBC Nightly News anchor Lester Holt will be live in Indianapolis, the world's largest viewing site for this solar event. NBC News correspondents will be positioned all along the path of totality. Watch 2 hours of special coverage this afternoon at 2 o'clock. And look for a preview on NBC News Daily at 1 p.m. That's all on WRAL.
There'll be extra security at Bedingfield High School in Wilson County after someone posted a threat to the school. A post on the school's Facebook page says law enforcement is investigating. It says the school is aware of the threat that's circulating on social media. Well, there's a big job to do at Dix Park today. Clean up after a jam-packed Dreamville Festival. WRAL's Kelsey Coffey joins us live from the park. And Kelsey, Dorothea Dix is expected to reopen any minute right now. So a quick turnaround.
Jeff, it is a quick turnaround, and we're just waiting for the park to reopen. So there's still blockades at just about every entrance of the park at the moment, and police were here earlier just making sure that people wouldn't enter the area as crews were cleaning up. Sky 5 flew over the crowd at Dix Park during the festival. It wrapped up after midnight yesterday with J. Cole headlining. Dreamville brings thousands of people from all over the country to Raleigh. That means a huge economic boost for the area. Last year's festival brought in $145 million to the local economy. More than 100,000 people came to Dreamville in 2023. Organizers are predicting that this year's numbers will top that. Some festival goers are already looking forward to next year's lineup, so you'll hear from those fans coming up in the next half hour. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News, live in Raleigh.
While on stage at Dreamville, J. Cole addressed some drama he's been a part of with rapper Kendrick Lamar. Lamar dissed J. Cole and Drake in his track Like That 2 weeks ago. Then J. Cole dissed Lamar in his new song, 7-Minute Drill, released Friday, the day before Dreamville. Cole addressed the Dreamville crowd, saying he regrets the diss. He said he felt pressured to respond publicly after seeing the response Lamar's verse got.
Today, a civil rights law firm will call for public release of a body camera footage on an officer using a taser against at least six people. Representatives from the NAACP say former Warrenton police officer Sergeant Mark Oakley used excessive force repeatedly. They say Oakley used a taser on people who were not resisting arrest. This video obtained by WRAL shows one of his stops. The firm filing the lawsuit says the victims are all black. Oakley was fired from the Warrenton Police Department, and the SBI is now investigating. Happening today, we'll get an update on Wake County's plan to prevent deaths related to opioid overdoses. Over the next 18 years, Wake County will get $65 million as part of a nationwide settlement that forces drug makers and distributors to pay for their part in the opioid epidemic. Some of that money has already helped expand treatment for people with opioid use disorder and provided resources for survivors of an overdose. Today, the County Board of Commissioners will receive a presentation on the plan to spend those additional funds. At next week's board meeting, it's expected to approve the plan.
The FAA is investigating after a piece of metal fell off the engine of a Boeing plane and then struck its wing flap. This video, posted to social media, was taken from the Southwest Airlines flight departing Denver International Airport for Houston. The plane safely landed back at the Denver airport. Passengers were transferred to another plane. They arrived in Houston 3 hours behind schedule.
University of South Carolina women's basketball beat the Iowa Hawkeyes and Caitlin Clark and clinched the national championship. USC Gamecock fans are on top of the world. Final score was 87-75, capped off an undefeated season for South Carolina. The 10th team in Division I history to complete that feat. Iowa's Caitlin Clark was breaking records all the way to the end. She scored 18 first quarter points, and that marked a championship game record for most points scored in one quarter. Clark boosted her career total to 3,951 points. That is more than any Division I man or woman. The men's NCAA championship game is tonight with Purdue taking on UConn. That's at 9:20 p.m. in Phoenix. Families of hostages being held by Hamas marked a somber milestone in D.C. this weekend. We'll hear from the demonstrators' message as they marched in D.C. Ken?
Also coming up, Jeff, the big winners and memorable moments from this year's CMT Music Awards, bringing together some of country music's biggest stars.
And it is eclipse day. There may be too much cloud cover in our northern counties to be able to see it, but I'll walk you through Futurecast hour by hour and show you what you'll see where you are.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
And it is a beautiful Monday morning. Our skies are clear all across the viewing area. All the lights here at the DBAT. It was a big weekend of baseball there for the Durham Bulls. 44 right now in Durham and in Raleigh. Of course, it was a big weekend for Dreamville here in Raleigh and in Fayetteville. Lovely weekend as well. 43 degrees currently. So it's a little on the cool side. Jackets will feel good as you head out the door, but you'll definitely want to shed the jackets as we get closer to lunchtime. We're going to see a quick warm up. So kids at the bus stop in their jackets when they get off the bus this afternoon. Temperatures will be in the mid to upper 70s under partly cloudy skies. Now, we'll see more cloud cover as we get through the week and a better chance for rain, especially on Thursday. I'll show you the timeline for the cold front that's headed our way and what to expect where you are coming up. Brett?
Thanks, Elizabeth. Let's take a look at traffic right now. Delay free across the board on all of our major routes into Raleigh. Coming in on 87 from the Knightdale area, just about a 1 minute delay, but nothing too bad to worry about. Over in the Durham area, delay free as well on all of those major routes. The Durham Freeway looking good in both directions at this point in the morning as well. Not seeing any delays out there on any of our sensors. This is 440 at I-87 if you're coming in from the eastern part of Wake County. There's a couple cars out there on the roadways. I'll let you know if any sort of crashes or anything else pops up, Renee.
Brett, thanks. Happening today, Donald Trump plans to announce his stance on abortion, giving insight as to what he would do if elected president. In a post on Truth Social, Trump says he believes in a ban on abortion with exceptions for rape, incest, and life of the mother. Today's announcement will come after a Florida ruling that upheld the state's ban on abortions after 15 weeks.
Relatives of hostages being held by Hamas marched in Washington, D.C. Sunday. It was the 6-month anniversary of the October 7th attacks in Israel. Demonstrators marched from the Washington Monument to the Lincoln Memorial, demanding a ceasefire and for hostages to be released. Hamas killed more than 1,100 people in the October 7th attack, and 250 were kidnapped. 134 are still being held captive. The demonstrator said it's long past time to bring the hostages home.
Our unified message, our tzaakah gedolah, our demand to the terrorists, to Hamas, release them now, today. Send our people home.
The conflict between Hamas and Israel has left nearly 33,000 Palestinians dead.
And happening right now in the WRAL Live Center, Russia says Ukraine has struck a nuclear power plant in Ukraine that's being controlled by Russian forces. This is the power plant here. A Ukrainian official has denied the accusations that it struck the plant in Zaporizhia, which is Europe's largest nuclear power plant. A spokesperson for Ukraine's military suggested there had been no attack. However, the strikes were confirmed by UN's Atomic Watchdog Agency. The plant's 6 reactors have been shut down for months, but it's still needs power and qualified staff to operate crucial cooling systems and other safety features there. The damage we're hearing has not compromised any nuclear safety. A big night for country music. The CMT Awards brought together country music's biggest stars at the Moody Center in Austin, Texas. WRAL's Ken Smith joins us now with the big winners and memorable moments. Ken.
Renee, the CMT Music Awards honors the best in country music videos and television performances.
Revival. I'm a Bible and a Bible. I'm a Rolling Stone disciple.
These awards are all voted on by fans, and Jelly Roll was the big winner of the night. He took top honors in all three categories in which he was nominated, including Performance of the Year and Male Video of the Year. Lainey Wilson took home the award for Female Video of the Year. Other winners included Dan and Shay and Ashley Cook, but the night belonged to Jelly Roll.
I love you, Austin, Texas. This is a moment I want to take to thank the fans for everything they have done for me. I want to thank God. I want to thank my beautiful wife and my daughter at home.
Yeah, there's also a star-studded tribute to country music legend, the late Toby Keith. Lainey Wilson, Sammy Hagar, Brooks and Dunn all sang some of Keith's biggest hits in a tribute to him. By the way, our very own Scotty McCreary won the CMT Digital First Performance of the Year. Jeff.
For him. All right, Ken, thank you. If you're traveling near NC State's campus today, we have a road closure to tell you about. This week, the right lane of Western Boulevard will be closed from Varsity Drive through Crusader Drive. Dominion Energy is doing some utility work there. It'll be closed from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. through next Monday. 6:17, the time right now. Big day on tap for our look at the skies. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRS Severe Weather Center. Chilly, a little breezy it looks like right now, but we'll be all looking up trying to find a break in the clouds today.
Yeah, we will. Right now looks fine in Roxborough, but Roxborough is one of the spots that may be a little bit too cloudy by the middle of the afternoon when the eclipse peaks at 3:15 in our area. I'm hoping it'll look more like this. Gorgeous sunrise here, and as you said, it's a little breezy. We do have the flags there on the courthouse lawn just moving slowly, but what a pretty view. What a gorgeous way to start the day. Here's a look at what's headed our way. We have some scattered thunderstorms. And of course, this is going to be right along the path of totality, which is from Dallas all the way up toward Ohio and into Maine. So a lot of folks are going to be dealing with some clouds and some rain. This has been the big story, really, with the eclipse, especially along the path of totality. Some scattered thunderstorms here in Tennessee. A severe thunderstorm warning popped up just a little while ago. And we're going to see that by Thursday. This is going to be a very slow moving system. But out ahead of it today, we'll begin to see a bit more cloud cover. There's 7 a.m. We'll pause it there at 8 o'clock and push it on ahead to noon. At noon, we're looking fairly clear, but the eclipse starts at 2, and at that point, we start to see a little bit of cloud cover sneaking in at 3:15 from, say, Durham northward to South Hill and Roxborough. We're looking at the potential for some cloud cover. I think most of us are going to be okay. We will see the cloud cover increasing as we get through the afternoon, so go ahead and start watching it. You know, 2 o'clock, it begins at 3:15 is when it peaks, so I run out and take a quick look at it. Our cloud cover forecast as we get through the day today, just updated for the Triangle area, and it's back down to about 10 to 15%. So that's definitely good news. Here's a look at the path of totality, and again, kind of coincides with where that front is right now. But the farther north and northeast folks happen to be, the more sunshine they'll see. Here's a look, and we follow that track of the totality here. And a lot of folks from here went to Ohio hoping that skies will clear, and it does look like there'll be some clearing and central and southern Ohio, hopefully enough that folks will be able to see it. For our area, we will be able to see about a 75 to 80% coverage of the moon over the sun. And so that will give us a nice view. It's not going to get dark, but we will be able to see those pretty crescents that develop if you've got your glasses. Make sure you have those eclipse glasses. By Tuesday and Wednesday afternoon, we get into just a small chance of a shower as this front moves eastward, but it's a slow mover and it doesn't arrive here until Thursday. And at that point, Thursday afternoon and evening, we'll have a good chance for rain, maybe even some scattered thunderstorms. So 30% chance for tomorrow and Wednesday, and it's an 80% chance with that front on Thursday. We're back to warm temperatures this afternoon. Highs are in the 70s. We're going to see the 70s sticking around into the weekend, except 81 on Sunday. Brett?
Thanks, Elizabeth. Looking forward to the weekend for sure with those temperatures. I-40 at Avon Ferry Road. That's our live look here. We're seeing traffic flowing in both directions as the sun starts to peek over the trees there. And not seeing any sort of delays right there along I-40 near Avon Ferry Road. We might see that in about an hour or so. I'll continue to monitor it and let you know if that pops up. Looking at the map itself, though, green across the board. The Beltline looking good, 540 looking good, and the Durham Freeway in both directions right now looking good. Jeff and Renee.
Brett, thanks. Curb Your Enthusiasm is coming to an end 25 years after the show began. Wow. Coming up, the nod to Seinfeld's ending and how Larry David is using this finale as a redo.
Plus, Goldsboro native Tay Lewis is taking the stage again tonight on The Voice. We have a sneak peek of his performance as the knockout round begins.
And here's a look at your winning lottery numbers. We'll be right back.
this What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
Fans of Curb Your Enthusiasm are saying goodbye to the show that spanned 25 years.
Time for a look at what's trending. So the final episode, appropriately named No Lessons Learned, aired Sunday. Larry David, the creator and star of the show, took a trip down memory lane, nodding to moments throughout the show's 12 seasons. We will not spoil the finale for you, but let's just say Larry David used it as a way to redo the Seinfeld finale that he was so criticized for.
I mean, that was 26 years ago that Seinfeld had that final episode and still carrying that baggage with him. There's not a lot I can say here without giving some of the stuff right. away, but it's pretty, pretty good.
Fans still get worked up over that Seinfeld ending, so you can see how he redid it.
Right, it'll be cool. Kristen Wiig returned to SNL, joining the Five Timers Club. During her fifth time hosting, Wiig brought back a fan favorite character, Aunt Linda, during Weekend Update. And she kicked off the skit by mistaking current co-anchor Colin with the former anchor Seth Meyers. Wiig left the show as a cast member in 2012.
Oh, Aunt Linda, one of her iconic characters. And Kristen Wiig had said in a podcast with Conan O'Brien, it's her favorite character to play. And the backstory of how she came up with Aunt Linda was one time she was on a plane watching The Matrix, and there was another passenger on the plane who was just loudly going, "What? What's going on? Why is he flying?" Just all confused. And she just wrote down all the stuff that that lady was saying on the plane about how she was so confused about The Matrix. So now every movie, it's like, "What's going on?"
That's Aunt Linda.
And Aunt Linda's reaction. Everybody knows an Aunt Linda, right? The knockout round of The Voice begins tonight, and Goldsboro native Tay Lewis will take the stage. Such a distinctive voice. Lewis will perform Nothing on You by Cody Johnson. He will face fellow Team Reba member Asher Havon. The Voice airs at 8 tonight on WREL.
And we do see a warm-up in our forecast today. It's a little chilly this morning in the mid-40s. We climb into the mid to upper 70s, and then some showers roll in. I'll show you the wettest day this week coming up.
Dick's Park is back open this morning, but cleanup is still underway after Dreamville. Coming up, more reaction from festival goers as they're already looking forward to next year.
And new charges for a woman accused of leaving a Fayetteville Chipotle looking like this. What we know about the hit and run and the charges that woman now faces.